still another of those useless, troublemaking naval armament reduction conferences gets underway in London with prospects already darker than your cellar at midnight. Good old Uncle Sam, always hopeful, always patient in the face of European diplomatic skullduggery and double-dealing, tells Great Britain and Japan that he would like to welcome a 20% naval cut. John Bull shuts up like the clam of commerce because reduction at the present time, with Hitler building up a navy for Germany and Mussolini on the warpath, doesn't suit him at all. But Japan speaks out with an emphatic no, not only refusing to cut down armaments, but demanding full naval equality with the United States and Great Britain. And that the United States will never agree to, nor does Great Britain want a Japanese navy equal to her own mighty fleet. In such a situation, how is it possible for an agreement to be reached, especially at a time when the poor, weary dove of peace can scarcely find a spot to rest the soles of her feet? As an American, I admire the idealism and good faith of our government, but sometimes I do wish that our beloved Uncle Sam would stay at home and mind his own business. In these matters of so-called world diplomacy, the prized bunco game of the solar system, Uncle Sam is a tyro for the simple reason that he's on the level, means what he says. The point is that an old gentleman of good intentions and simple faith, who sincerely wants peace and means well to all the world, simply cannot keep up with the turnings and twistings and secret dealings of European governments who have their own special axes to grind. Someday, we may get our fingers burned. Mind our own business, speak softly, carry a big stick, and keep an eye on Japan as far as this side of the Pacific is concerned. Clyde Pangborn, famous flying man, testifies before a congressional committee that, in his opinion, America is threatened by only one enemy, and that enemy is Japan. He testifies that Japan has perfected man-operated aerial torpedoes in which the plane and the bomb are one, an instrument deadlier than any known weapon, certain to bring death to the operator. Yet thousands of Japanese, says Pangborn, have already volunteered for the honor of dying as pilots of these infernal weapons of infernal modern warfare.